the eternal God incarnated in the human being 2,000 years ago. But because he's eternal, there will be other kinds of reincarnations. Maybe a human being will incarnate into someone else. There cannot be any other different kinds of reincarnations the Christianity speaks about, because according to the Christianity, God is united in the Holy Trinity. No God reincarnates, but the second face incarnates. God is Logos, the Word. The Son of God incarnates, and this kind of incarnation is radical, which means that it is spread in the whole universe and in the whole mankind, starting from its beginning. And this sacrifice of Jesus Christ has got influence on both the past and the whole future. That's why it's no use talking about any other kind of incarnation. As for any kinds of human incarnation, I can quote the thought by the English philosopher John Locke of the 17th century. He says, if there were any kinds of incarnations, we would all remember our past experiences, but we cannot find such people anywhere. But if some people speak about these experiences, they are influenced by the drugs or something. The possessed demonic people would speak about anything you like, about any kinds of past incarnations. Mentally ill people could speak about such experiences. Here, it's widespread. There can be no metempsychosis, which means relocation of the soul from one body into another one. It's a very insidious thing. Why? Because if I know that I will ever incarnate in something else, why should I apply any efforts to correct my current life now? So I'll be a crocodile and I'll correct my mistakes then, but now as a human being I will live. You know what? It's a nonsense. I'm sorry, because there was an idea and people cannot decide on it. We cannot believe that a human being passed away and he's no longer with us. And this is one of the ideas, which, by the way, exists in both the ancient Greek thought and in the Indian thought. Especially that the kind of reincarnation really exists. By the way, in theosophy, this is one of the most important aspects of the theosophical idea. But what can I tell you about? Theosophists recognize the Holy Fathers of the Orthodox Christian Church. They recognize the Holy Scripture. By the way, you cannot find any ideas of reincarnation in either the Holy Scriptures and in the studies of the Holy Fathers. This is the main thing we have to speak about. So they actually outwitted themselves.